We are in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Dalet, Seif Zayin. We are finishing, Siman Gimel. There we go, Seif Zayin. We are finishing the halachot of the bathroom. We discussed last time how there's a concept that one should not be facing, if they're in an open field and there are no mechitzot, that they shouldn't face either toward the east or the west, because there is a concept that the Shekhinah is Shura in the west, that the Shekhinah dwells in the west. That's if one is not anywhere near Har HaBayit. However, Halacha Zayin talks about HaMatil Mayim Minat Sofim V'Lifnim. What if you're standing in a place where you can actually see Har HaBayit, where Har HaBayit is visible? So in a case where Har HaBayit is visible, that trumps the east-west issue, because you're actually looking at the Beis HaMikdash. So in such a case, if one were in an open space where can visibly see the Beis HaMikdash, then one should position themselves that they're not exposed either in the front or the back toward the Beis HaMikdash. That's the guiding principle.
Would it be the same thing if you're north or south of it?
Yeah, that's the idea. Again, everything else goes. The idea is just to make sure that you're
like in South Africa or something like this.
No, because then you're not visible. Two different things. We're now talking about not where you're just in an open field somewhere in the world. Then there's an east-west principle. Once you're Minat Sofim V'Lifnim, once this Sofim is the name of a place, once you're in the visible range of the Beit HaMikdash, then it's a Beit HaMikdash issue. And the east-west issue becomes irrelevant. Okay.
Even if you're like a place like South Africa where they face north.
It's not about davening. This is only if you're exposed, then you should not be exposed east-west when relieving oneself. Okay. Halachachet brings up the idea of the gadir, brings up the concept of that again, we've only been talking now about open fields. Once there's any type of fence or separation in the area, then that trumps everything else, because once you have a fence, that creates a mechitza, that creates a divider between you and the west, it creates a divider between you and Har HaBayit, then one should position themselves toward a fence. Again, if one is like on a tiul, if there is an actual fence at some place where you're going by, or there's a whole row of bushes, or there's a whole row of trees. Like, if there's something which acts as a legitimate mechitza, that's the preferable place to be, because the whole point is to try to be tsanua. Yeah.
Is this halacha, or is this like just like a good thing to do?
No, this is halacha.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this doesn't happen so often. Most of us just use indoor bathrooms. But like, if one is on a tiul, that's basically where most of these issues come up. Tov, speaking of things that sound like good advice but are also halachot, halachatet, lo yishev bimheira uvechozek velo yenos litchok asmo yoter bidai shalinatek shenei hakarkashta. One shouldn't run and sit down quickly in the bathroom, nor with forcefulness, nor force anything inside of oneself out in the bathroom. Meaning, we know this from biology, also from health, also that a person should not force oneself to use the bathroom. One should give oneself as much time as one needs to use the bathroom benachat. It's not good for one's body, which is actually the reasoning that the Shulchan Aruch gives. But it's halacha lemaaseh. Let's get into some more. Issues. Lo yikaneach biyad yamin. That opens up a whole world of trouble. One should not wipe oneself with one's right hand.
Gemara, right?
Correct. I mean, all of these are halachot. Yes. That is a Gemara in Brachot Samech Bet. Correct. So, lo yikaneach biyad yamin. One should not wipe oneself with one's right hand. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Zayin says, "Vimnesha kosher bat tefillin al zra hasmali," because one wraps one's tefillin around one's left hand. Now, there's two questions which are going to jump up. The same thing they did with shoes, which is, what happens if you don't wear tefillin? What happens if you're a woman? And question number two is, what happens if you're a righty? So the Gemara actually doesn't give one, but four reasons why one should not use one's right hand to wipe. One is because of one wraps one's tefillin with one's right hand. The second one is because one eats with one's right hand. So women are back in, lefties are still out. Right? One points when they learn Torah with their right hand. Women are still theoretically in, assuming that the Gemara is not going to take that into account because there's no chiv in Talmud Torah, and lefties still are out. But the last reason is because the Torah says in actually this coming week's parsha on Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah, Mimino Eish Dat Lamo in Parshat Zota Bracha, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah with his right hand. That's a more generic overarching principle. Because of that. a woman, since the other reasons apply, like, what did we say? We said learning Torah. We said for sure eating, and also the mimino eshtat lamo. Women should also avoid wiping with their right hand. They should wipe with their left hand, just like men. However, for lefties, says the Mishnah Berurah, should wipe with their right hand.
Okay.
Yes, because it's the stronger hand, meaning one can say even about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu case that it's not necessarily the right hand per se, but the stronger hand, or the chesed-oriented hand. So that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens here. That a lefty should wipe with his or her right hand. So a woman follows a man in the terms of using the left hand, and women and men also, if they're a lefty, should use their right hand. There's an extra added bonus chumrah for men, which is, since we wrap our tefillin around our left arm, so the arm's not a problem, but when we wrap, there's a chiyuv to wrap around the middle finger. So this doesn't apply to women because you guys don't have the tefillin reason. Men are actually supposed to wipe with their left hand minus the middle finger. Figure that one out on your own. I'll give you just a kula that we don't use, but be aware that the kula does exist. I want to be intellectually honest. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that this whole din only applies when one is wiping without toilet paper, which they didn't have in their days, since they weren't using toilet paper, and it was more likely that the stuff would get on their hands. Thank you. Would get on their hands. I was going to say tsoa. I was going to try to translate, but the tsoa would get on their hands. So then it was more of an issue. However, Rav Nevinsel says that we are not someich on this kula. It's a das yachid. Good to know that the kula exists, but we generally don't paskin like it. Maybe that might be a way to get around for the guys the middle finger issue, to at least get back your all five fingers on your left hand, which you're not used to using. But one should try not to be so mech on that kula. Moving forward. The whole next piece of things that you are not allowed to use, the answer is use toilet paper. That's the way to go. Don't use random things that you find lying on the ground. However, the issues that are brought up as them being an issue because of kshafim doesn't apply today according to the Mishnah Berurah, which is witchcraft. Witchcraft is not a legitimate reason not to use certain things that are listed in that siman in Shulchan Aruch, but one should, again, preferably just stick to toilet paper or things that are soft and fluffy. Yes?
Does it matter with the diapering?
What's the question? Expand the question. It's a good question. When one wipes a child's bottom, should one be careful to use their left hand or their not dominant hand? I'll get back to you. That's a great question. That would make my wife very upset if the answer is like you're implying it might be. I will look into that. Good. Now, Yud Bet is kind of the overarching principle which we mentioned all the way at the beginning, which is Yifanet Bitzniut Balaila Kamo Bayom. One should use the bathroom in a tsanua way. We talked about last time, meaning as tsanua as one can, because in the bathroom we have a lot of kulas in terms of tsniut, but one should use the bathroom as tsanua as one can, regardless of whether or not it's night or day. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says exactly what he said in Siman Bet, which is when this came up. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melo Kol Ha'aretz Kvodo. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there, and there's no difference between nighttime or daytime according to God. So just because it's nighttime, one doesn't have a greater heter to leave oneself more exposed. Yud Gimel through Tet Vav, I'm going to summarize as follows. Those who have further questions can ask me after Shir. For men, when they are standing up to use the bathroom, it is usher for a man to actually hold that part of their body which they use to urinate, when they're using the bathroom or at any other point in time. It is a hardcore, legitimate isser. It's a very serious isser. One should avoid any contact physically with that part of one's body. If one wants to know any more details in these halachot, we can talk about them after Shir. Last halacha is Tet Zayin, and this will wrap up. Is Yud Zayin. Hamashen nekavav over mishum bal teshaksu. One who withholds himself from going to the bathroom is over an isser bal teshaksu. If one needs to use the bathroom, one is chayev to use the bathroom. If one knows that one can't hold it in for another 72 minutes, one should use the bathroom immediately. However, says Rav Nevinsol, that even though this is Baal Teshaksu, it's an Asmachta Ba'alma, so if the choice is between Kavod Obriot or using the bathroom immediately, Kavod Obriot wins out. What does that mean practically? You're sitting in the car, it's a long car ride, you're in the middle of the highway, you desperately need to use the bathroom. Do you hop off on the side of the road and use the bathroom on the side of the road, not in Bitsniut, or do you wait until you find a rest stop? The answer is, since it's only an Asmachta Ba'alma, Kavod Obriot wins out. You have to wait till you find a rest stop. So that way you don't expose yourself, but the first rest stop you find because of Baltashaksu, you must go and use that rest stop as quickly as you can. So those are the basics of the halachot of the bathroom. We'll go much more slowly and more in-depth as we get to the next siman, which is siman dalet on Netilas Yadayim, which will radically alter the way you wash your hands in the morning. Shkolach, everybody. Thanks, man.